Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better. For tonight, partly cloudy, turning cooler, overnight low 44. But tomorrow, the sun returns with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Should be a great Friday. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s for a high Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday. A chance to dry out finally for about 3 or 4 days straight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal. Your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
From the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Bernie Sanders is tearing it up on the campaign trail, and now he's tearing it up in the ring. That's right. I'm taking on all comers. Any Democrat, any Republican who thinks they can beat me, I invite you to step in the ring. Hey, who the hell did that? Warren, was that you? Who let Donald Trump in here? Tune into the Fight Channel tonight and watch Bernie open up a can. Oh, a couple of more like that. I'm going to start sounding like Joe Biden. Oh, I got hairy legs. Tonight on the Fight Channel. Oh, float like a butterfly. Stink like a bean.
Believe in UFOs? How about life on other planets? Maybe life we don't know about here on this planet. Do you think our government knows something they won't tell us? Do you believe the government is withholding information from the citizens of the United States of America in an attempt to control us? Then you, my friend, believe in conspiracies. Join David Earnest for the next 60 minutes, along with noted conspiracy theorist Terry Adams, as we bring you something the government does not want you to know. The truth.
And here we are once again. It's Thursday night, and you know what that means? Meatloaf. No, not just meatloaf. It's Terry Adams here on the Health and Wealth Show. So glad to have you here, sir.
Was that Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen?
That was the beginning of that.
That's my favorite version of that song.
And there are several.
There are. That's the one I grew up with, though.
What I did is I took that part, the first part, and then actually pulled up a karaoke track to get the other part of
it. That was great.
Because I don't really like to produce anything with something going on under it as far as lyrics and stuff, because it
Yeah. Well, it covers it up. Plus, sure. It's like distracting. So
right. That was excellent.
You like that?
I did.
Yeah.
That was very good.
And, you know, the last new version I remember when they remade the Beverly Hillbillies several years ago?
Yes.
And what's his
Worrell.
Name? Ernest P. Worrell. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. He played Jed. He did a pretty good job. But they made a version of Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
And did that. And, of course, the original Hot Rodder himself right here. It's David Ernest. Here he is right here, folks.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
Yeah, I did have a few hot rides when I was younger.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Were y'all always out in the back working on them?
Motorcycles, hot rides. Well, you call them hot rides. You know, muscle cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my favorite thing was motorcycles back then.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Yeah, I love them Suzukis, man. I love Suzukis.
That's where I grew up.
I love them where they sound like they had a bumblebee in the jug.
Two-stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Two-stroke.
Yeah, rev that thing up.
Yeah, I heard that the guy that owned the Harley got mad because the guy that had the Suzuki parked next to him, and when he came out, the Harley was leaking oil.
That's about right. No comment.
The guy that grew up across the street from us, he's my brother's age. His name's Lance Blankenship, and he was hardcore. He rode him in competition, and he won all kind of awards and stuff, trophies and stuff, where he's riding those dirt bikes. And so one day, his grandmother lived right across the street, and then their place was just, you know, a few yards down the street.
Yeah.
But it was across one street that we lived on, and down in a ditch to cross it. We had a board across it so we could walk, and that's the way we got over there. So I was over there at my house one day, and he said, well, let's go over to the house. I need something here. And he had his motorcycle. Get on the back. I'm like, okay. This fool takes off across the road and goes down in that ditch with me on the back of the motorcycle. I ain't never got on another one. It scared me to death.
Well,
but I don't see either one of us doing that these days.
I had a few cousins that still remember some rides that took them on. They won't get on motorcycles either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back then, when you're young, mm-hmm. you're very foolish.
Well, you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's right.
Travis Tritt said.
And if these folks out there think that we can be taxed 42% and slow down the economy and be able to pay off all this debt that's we're accumulating, that's foolishness too.
They're crazy.
It's just crazy. And the older you get, the more you realize how foolish all this is. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And if you believe everything you hear on the news, don't you think a little bit of that is foolish too? They tell us what they want us to hear. What do you think about that, Terry?
You're absolutely right. You have to understand, in the early 90s, there were maybe 15 or 16 companies that owned 90-95% of the mainstream media. Right now, it's 7. They own 90-95% of everything you read, hear. It's all owned by a small group, and these small groups are owned by 13 families. They're called the 13 families of the Illuminati. They're Luciferian. They're driving the agenda. They tell us what they want us to know. It's called perception management, because how you perceive things is your truth. I mean, that's how our minds work. In our mind's eye, we see things. When they can control how you perceive things, they essentially are controlling your thoughts. That's where we are.
Did you ever read or see the movie Fahrenheit 451?
Yes. The original, good one.
Now, see, that was the thing. It's in the future, and books are banned. As a matter of fact, there are no credits to this movie. Somebody reads the credits. There are no you see some books with words on it, but there are no words on anything. Because
no free thought.
No, you can't think about anything. And the whole deal is guy, his name is Montag, works for the fire department. Well, they don't put out fires.
No, they start them.
They start them. They go find books that people are hoarding, and they burn them up. And his wife...
Sounds like Democrats that start fires.
Well, there you go. His wife is... she is really into... He's kind of getting away where he's going to start reading books and stuff. But his wife is really into the system. And they use mind control with these big television sets, these big flat-screen TVs on the wall. And the government sends you these pills to take so that you'll be relaxed and be pliable to soak up all this information.
information that they give you so that you won't be in any trouble.
Think about the metaphor you just described. Mm-hmm. You're talking television.
Yep.
You're talking, I mean, everything you said is a metaphor. That movie is a metaphor for what's truly happening mm-hmm. right now.
And then they find yep. out that Montag has been reading books.
Uh-oh.
And he becomes a fugitive, and he falls in with these people who are like an underground, and they're living way out in the sticks.
Like
and they're
the
reading
resistance.
Books. Yes, but the girl who plays the young girl who gets him away mm-hmm. is actually the same actress who plays the wife who is over here brainwashed. It's weird, but
it
weird. It's a good movie though.
It yeah. is.
It
yeah.
really is, and it was written how many years
but
ago?
You said it.
Long
you
time.
Said it. I think we are getting massive brainwashing.
We are.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see something, you see, you listen to President Trump say something, and you go, man, he's doing a great job, right on. And then you read in the newsprint, they say, did you hear the stupid thing he said,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't make sense, he's trying to run us into the ground. You're going, that's not the perception I got from it.
Exactly. Well,
how did you get mm-hmm. that perception?
Well, I thought the other day that Joe Biden had turned into Jerry Lewis. Because he was like, the men and women are created, you know, the thing and the lady and all of that.
He just had a temporary, brain infarct.
He's delusional.
He bless his heart.
Crazy.
He's out of his mind.
And that's who they want to run the country.
Yeah.
He can't even think of his own name.
Well, he called his sister, his wife, and his wife. I mean, he's crazy. Uh-huh. He's on the border of losing it.
And what is it with these protesters, and you can't see me do the little quote thing with protesters
84
on the radio.
Air quotes. Yeah.
But what is it with them getting through security and getting to the stage? You never see that happen.
It's allowed.
They're letting
allowing
them do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the protesters are paid. There's nothing. And they want you to believe this is just a spontaneous. These people, it just got to them. The wrongness of this got to them so mm-hmm. fast, they couldn't help themselves.
Well,
negative.
Remember when Trump was trying to talk about the State of the Union and those protesters were protesting, and Pelosi was like directing them with her finger.
Yep.
Did you
uh-huh.
see her directing them? She was pointing at them, and then it's like she was giving them signals to
yep.
to
yep.
You know, to disrupt things.
I tell you what,
it was all a plan
oh,
to
yeah.
disrupt and make him look bad.
Oh yeah, and I think it just did the opposite.
Well, let me give you an insight to me that's scary. Probably the scariest thing of all.
Uh-huh.
What if all of this is just theater for us? What if Trump's in on it? What if they're all in on it? And this is just theater to keep us busy while they're steadily imploding this country, destroying the economy, getting ready for their new world order. What concerns me, guys, is how in the hell did communist China get to a position where we count on them for our pharmaceuticals, all our material, all our raw stuff? We sent all of our industry offshore to a communist country who now has got us by the short hairs. That's insane.
Like I said a few weeks ago, this happened in the 80s when all these jobs, my dad was one of the casualties. He worked for a DuPont and Lemoore's, so they made nylon.
Mm-hmm.
They shut it down
mm-hmm.
and they started sending things to Mexico. They started sending things to China. And I can remember we talked, what is her name, June Collier?
Yep, National Industries.
Yeah.
She said, please don't do that. I don't want to be forced to send my employees
yep.
or my companies to Mexico. And it's just like they said, no, we're going to do it anyway. So they sent everything to Mexico. They sent everything everywhere else. It was a ploy. It was a plan. It was devised.
It's on purpose. Yes.
And now it's obvious that it didn't work, because now we're codependent on these countries. What happened?
Let me tell you why it didn't work. This is my opinion. I believe they've been setting up this new world order for several administrations for decades. China is supposed to be the manufacturer of cheap goods for the new world order. Every country's going to have a role to play. And I think they've already set up China. But unfortunately, when Hillary lost, that threw a huge kink in their plans. So now, you know, we're like, uh-oh, what do we do now? Because China's already set up for their manufacturing of all the goods. But America, the whole thing hadn't been set up yet. So there's a disconnect here. We're in trouble.
We're absolutely in trouble. And, you know, it's just crazy the way these things have come about. we just don't know. I mean, like, for example, people are suspicious. Like Biden, do you think Biden would make someone else that was in power before, Hillary, for example, a vice president on his ticket? I mean, what would that could just be the whole upset right there.
Michelle Obama.
That's another one. I mean, we don't know what is going on. And, one minute it looks like, Bernie Sanders is in front, and now it's Biden. You know, what's going on? It's just like they're manipulating things out there.
They are.
It's all kinds of manipulation going on. And people said, I heard this on the news, if you can trust it, they didn't even know who they were going to vote for in the polls for Biden or Sanders until a few days before. It's like that mass advertising. I'm almost convinced that in this advertising, sometimes there's stuff that makes people do things.
Like subliminal suggestions, maybe?
Yeah, there's just weird stuff going on.
Well, there's something, God, the Creator, whom I call God, brilliant. He's so far beyond our understanding as far as his intelligence. When he created us, he put a firewall. I'm going to use computer terms because we can relate to that. He put a firewall in our brain, in our subconscious. He knew that people, if they could access our subconscious, they could do exactly what you're talking about. They could download nefarious things or whatever. Back in the 60s, there was a British engineer, last name Lilly. He discovered this firewall. It's called the Lilly Wave. What he discovered was at a certain frequency, that firewall came down, and it made us prevalent to subconscious thoughts, actions. Look it up. It's called the Lilly Wave, L-I-L-L-Y.
I think I know where you're heading with this.
But, yeah, absolutely they can program us subconsciously, or they can put thoughts or motivations. They can download stuff into us without us even knowing it's been done.
Well, calling the Secure Act when it's the Unsecure Act.
Well, everything's backwards.
I mean, like, what? Why would you call something the Secure Act when it's just hurt your bottom line unbelievable?
Mm-hmm.
You know? That stuff is ludicrous. And the fact that they tell you, okay, we promise you we'll never do these things. No, we'll never tax this
stuff. We're working
stuff.
For the middle class. We're trying to protect the middle class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Elizabeth Warren, she says, I am trying to help the middle class with their investments. And then she turns around and wants to do the same thing the liberals did in Canada and the same things the liberals did in England. And 60-70% of the people who need help can't get help. It's like having no doctors. Like you got to have your own doctor now because there's not enough doctors to go around. Yeah. There's not enough financial advisors to go around in those countries. And what she wants and what she's striving for, she says, is to help the little person. But it really is hurting them.
Totally opposite.
It's the opposite. It's like everything's opposite.
I see it as, I call it the law of reversal. And, okay, in what's called the Book of the Law, which essentially is the Satanic Bible, it says that initiates into Luciferianism or Satanism are to practice doing things backwards, or 180 degrees away from convention, talking backwards, walking backwards, all these things backwards. I really believe that when they speak in reverse. They tell you the exact opposite of what it is they really plan to do.
I believe it. Because the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just like I said, you've got someone who's striving to help the little person, supposedly, so they say, and then everything they do it hurts them and helps the big guy. So how does that happen? Why is that going on? And I'm sitting back and I'm going, I am absolutely amazed. I can't believe it. And all these people are eating that goulash and drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yep.
And nobody's even speaking up. And I'm saying, listen, I'm speaking up. You see it, don't you? See what?
Yep.
I'm going, whose team are you on?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like, well, if I can't beat them, I'm going to join them. And I say, well, I don't want to join that because that's wrong.
Bingo.
You know, it's not right to make people pay more money or to have more risk or to be involved with things that are not going to help them and have the politics of the nation support that. That's the reason why Trump came in there, and he stopped a lot of these regulations. People say, well, regulations are good.
No, they're not.
They're not never any good. They're always going to, you know, push down the little guy.
Stifle.
And so when he turned loose all this stuff and we boomed,
my business boomed, everybody boomed, everybody made money, and now they're saying, well, we got to stop all that.
We can't have that.
You know, why can't we have that? Why do we need to give everything to China or to Mexico? You know, and why do we need them to come over here and vote for us? That's the other crazy thing. Mm. We vote, we should be voting our own votes. Why should Elizabeth Warren and that AOC crazy loon and all the rest of them crazy folks want to transport people over here to vote for us? I know how to vote.
And, well, you know, they'll come over here and vote the way they want them to.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They'll vote problem. The way they tell them to vote and how they think that they should vote, because they say, hey, if you vote for us, we'll give you something. Yep. And we're sitting back, well, who's going to pay for that?
We are.
I mean, we worked real hard. We have our pensions. We have our IRAs.
We did the right thing, David.
And then, you know, businesses. We build up businesses, mm-hmm. and then they want to destroy them, yep. to give to somebody who came from nowhere.
You get punished for doing the right thing.
Well, you know, sometimes, I find some pearls of wisdom, and I read things, and I found out that a lot of times, what you do and how you act in life has a lot to do with your diet.
Well, true. Yeah.
And have you heard about the new breakfast cereal that's all the rage among the Democrats?
No, I haven't.
Well, here's a little something about it now.
And now, here's Bernie Sanders with a few words about breakfast.
You know, it's hard work running for president, planning to take over this country and turn it into the biggest communist hole in the world, so I have to keep up my streak. That's why every morning I have a big bowl of fruits and nuts and flakes, the favorite breakfast cereal of politicians everywhere. Fruits and nuts and flakes has all the vitamins I need to get out and meet the people and twist their minds into believing into this hideous thing I want to create in this country. Fruits and nuts and flakes has lots of vitamins. Vitamin A for arrogance, vitamin B for bullshit, and vitamin C for Cortez. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She eats them. As a matter of fact, I think she takes them intravenously. And if you look in the box, you'll see the little pieces of cereal are shaped like your favorite political people. There's Adam Schiff. He's a nut. There's Elizabeth Warren. She's a flake. And there's Mayor Pete. He's a fruit. I'm going to have to talk to the folks in marketing. We may have to change that. Just remember, if you're heading out on the campaign trail and you want those millennials to believe you when you offer them free stuff, try some fruits and nuts and flakes. It'll get you going like a dumpster fire on steroids. And they're magically delicious.
Wait a minute, Bernie. That's my line.
Not anymore, freak show. It's property of the state.
Oh, stars, moons, and clovers. Saints preserve us.
Make sure to save the box tops to send in for Medicare for All. $40 trillion ought to do it.
To start your day, for goodness sakes, have a bowl of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
At your local grocer's, right next to the rat poison.
Personally, I just recommend you eat the rat poison.
It's probably better for you.
But, you know, I really think, David said, drinking the Kool-Aid. And I think, did that saying get started after Jim Jones?
Yeah.
You know, because they all drank the Kool-Aid.
All these people did what he told them to do.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even know why they did it.
Well, a lot of them, some of them didn't, and they shot them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And some people tried to come and save them, and they shot at them some of them.
There was a U.S. senator, I think.
There was.
Yeah. Yeah, they killed him.
But that's the thing.
Or was it a congressman?
It was a congressman, yeah, senator, congressman. One of them. But the thing is, I think this, you know, that was an isolated thing. They were all right there in that one
incident.
Place.
Isolated incident.
That's right. And they were all over there in Ghana, I think,
yep,
it was.
But
I'm thinking this coronavirus thing could be that same thing, but it's just not taken off, I think, like they wanted it to. They're talking now, there's 12 people in this country that have died from it. And how many die from the flu every year?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You hear these doctors that have some sense say, look, what are they talking about? It doesn't make any sense. And then you read lines like, okay, some big bank is going to, you know, train everyone so they can stay home and work at home in case the coronavirus comes around, you know? And I'm going, why didn't you do that when the flu came around last year?
Yeah.
Makes too much sense.
Just pass out some hand sanitizer when they come in and everybody get back to work.
I mean, the things that they're afraid of, don't make a whole lot of sense. It would make sense to me if the physicians of the world agreed with them.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I hear say, well, you know, it's just a virus. Maybe it kills 1-2% of the people who get it. Well, I think the flu does about the same numbers, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
More, so, yeah. So if that's the case, what's the difference? It's just another virus. Okay, I get it. The virus is invasive to the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a cold virus, which most coronaviruses are colds, are not invasive to the lungs. I get that part. But, you know, the flu can invade the lungs. You can get all kinds of different viruses that can invade your lungs. So what? It's going to hit the weak. It's going to hit the weak, the old, and that's bad. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything about it.
You just described like 2/3 of the people that are running for president.
Well,
the old and the weak.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they don't want to be wiped out. And then, you know, and then
is that what it is? Well, you know, the folks that have died, and it's not funny. I'm not making
not
fun of it.
It's not
but
funny.
The people who have passed away from this
mm-hmm.
were very, very old, sick people in a nursing home in Seattle, Washington.
But maybe we should be more concerned about things we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
We know the coronavirus is there, but like these things Terry talks about that they don't want you to know.
Exactly. They pretend they don't exist.
Maybe we should be more worried about things they don't want us to know
mm-hmm.
versus things they want us to know.
Exactly.
When they want us to know something, my antenna come out and say, where's the catch?
Exactly. Yeah.
What are they after?
Exactly.
You know, are they trying to make some money off of this? What's the big deal? You know? Drug companies trying to make money off of... I mean, I'm not saying this is the deal, but I'm just saying drug companies are not to be trusted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are not
you
to
got
be
that
trusted.
Right.
No.
I mean, anybody who will go from $15 to $3,000 a month for a pill on Obamacare is, you know, to think that that helped the world, helped the United States, is crazy, in my opinion, because... How did $15 versus $3,000 a month get better?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, it's like if you found one of these people and you asked them, you know, you jacked the price up like that. How do you sleep at night? On very expensive sheets. That's how I sleep. I mean, they don't care.
Yeah, no.
272-9228.
They have no morals, no ethics.
If you'd like to jump in, give us a call, 272-9228.
Just look up the definition of a psychopath, and you'll see. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. They really are.
Yeah, and the same thing in the investment world. You know, they want us to be convinced that they're trying to help us save our money. Well, if they're trying to help us save our money, why do they want to tax it so bad?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an evil part of saving money. You know, if you're making money and you're trying to put it away and they're trying to take it away even more aggressively than they were yesterday,
mm-hmm.
how did they help us?
Exactly.
Why would you say that you were trying to help us as a politician or as a government that was trying to help us save because they claim Social Security is in trouble, mm-hmm. they claim all these things, and yet when we try to save, you want to take it away. You want to take it away with taxes. You want to take it away because we got to give it to somebody else. You want to take it away because we got to do redistribution of wealth.
Bingo.
And then you got somebody like Elizabeth Warren running around saying, hey, let's take it away, give it away. And then you got somebody like Bernie Sanders saying, we've got to take it away and give it away, you know. And all these things that are going on, they just don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things that people can be doing to save the day if they would just wake up and not delay and do them. And, you know, the message is, you know, don't wait too late, because that date out there is coming where they're going to come and get the money, and you've got to put it somewhere where they can't take it away easily. And there's avenues to protect your assets.
And if you are looking to protect your assets, I know a guy. Call him up. David Ernest, 279-7431. Set up an appointment. Go by and see him. You'll like him. He's a nice guy. And you'll like him even more when he tells you how to save your money. 279-7431. Call him today, and we've got a phone call. Let's see who's over here on the phone. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
And
happy birthday,
yes.
Sam.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're good. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not. You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to know you. Listen, I just wanted to call up and tell the host that I'm very disappointed and upset with him at the moment. They need to hush about this coronavirus, okay? I'm planning a Walt Disney trip right now, and when I get down there, I want that park to be empty.
I don't want anybody
in there. That's it. Nobody but me and the help, and y'all need to just hush this racket.
I told you about Mickey. He's down there. Hi, kids. And he's, you know, so you might not even get to see him and Goofy yet.
That's all right. It's all about the rides, the shows. Disney's famous. It's got the animatronics. Just leave the power on, man. I've got nothing serious. I just want to chime in and say hey and God bless.
Happy birthday, buddy. Right.
Thank you so much and happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday.
Yeah. I'm having a great day. Bye, y'all.
All right. See thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. I like that, Sam. Good guy.
Going to the Disney World.
Yeah, going down there to Disney World.
I understand that is an expensive thing to do these days.
It is very expensive.
Drop hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
And it gets more expensive every day. Really.
Wow!
They keep on raising the ticket prices,
and people keep flocking over there.
Well, you know, people want to be abused. People want to be entertained.
Uh-huh. They want an escape.
You can't blame them.
No.
Everything else is negative. Just like he said, coronavirus this, or Bernie Sanders that, you know, AOC wanting to take everything away from you. I mean, if they're going to take it all away from you, you might as well give it to Mickey Mouse, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference? Mickey Mouse or the government?
Mickey Mouse. Yeah, speaking of government, I was telling David just a while ago, there was a big, big bustling, hustling activity over at the Bureau of Indian Affairs today.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they found another Mohican. I almost messed that up. They found another Mohican.
Me last Mohican.
Supposed to be. No, the me last Mohican.
Your arrow, sir.
Yeah. Those were some good cartoons.
I love them, man. I love them. I memorized them as a kid because I worshipped them.
I was looking on something the other day, and I have to be kind of careful about this. It was on Amazon Prime, and it said, not PC TV. And I'm looking at it, and you know, it's about, you know, honey, your coffee stinks. You stay home all day. Why can't you make some coffee? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it went into about 45 minutes of Warner Brothers cartoons that you do not see on TV anymore.
Yeah, you got that right.
And I was like, yeah, that is not PC right there.
Things have to be different because that's the way you're supposed to be now.
Yes.
In other words, you're not supposed to be trying to do things that, you know, go against the system.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be trying to do things that save you or save your family or save the system or save your relatives.
Well, you might hurt somebody's feelings.
You might. You know.
You might make somebody cry or feel bad.
Really, I mean, you're not supposed to be in defense mode. You're supposed to accept everything that comes your way. If they tell you not to do something, you're not supposed to do it.
Uh-huh.
You're not supposed to be radical. You're not supposed to defend yourself. You're not supposed to be like 1776 mm-hmm. and say, hey, we're not going to stand for that, you know?
And stand up for your right. Well, you make up your rights. You invent your rights.
You're supposed to keep on honoring mm-hmm. the system itself and give them what they want.
Well, you know, I'm just wondering, when are we going to get to the point where we were talking about this the other day. You know, a movie like Blazing Saddles could not be made today.
No.
He couldn't make it.
Can't say the N-word.
But when are they going to get to the point where you can't make that movie, you can't show Gone with the Wind, you can't have Archie Bunker on TV, you can't have the Jeffersons on TV, which was, I mean, somebody said the other day, what was it? There was a picture of George Jefferson. And Archie Bunker standing there. They were at a wedding. They were having a drink. And he said, hey, George, you remember the old days when we could offend each other or just talk to each other and not get offended? Because they just did like everybody did then. And nobody got offended because it was funny.
I mean, look, we're all humans and we're all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why is this going on? Why even make issues out of these things?
I think it's to divide people.
It is. It is.
There's a certain radio host in town. That's his bread and butter is
to divide.
The division of the races.
Yeah, sure seems that way.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the problem. We are a divided nation. We don't want to do the right things for our citizens. The citizens have worked so hard to make this a nation to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
They want to tear it down and give it to every other nation and around.
Who would rather see our heads on some sticks out by the road? Well, in most cases.
Don't forget the big picture. The big picture is they have to destroy this country. They have to destroy the sovereignty of America. There's 432 million guns in this country. Mm-hmm. They have got to take them. They cannot allow this country to stand in the way of their new world order. Mm-hmm.
Half of those are at David's house, too.
Yeah. No, David. David's like me. He doesn't believe in guns. He doesn't have any guns, do you, David?
No. No. I had a pistol license all my life. Well, you know, when I got old enough to get one. And I think when I got mine, you could be 18 and get a pistol license.
Hmm.
It was back then.
Yeah, back then. Back before the war.
Always got my pistol license renewed and everything.
Yeah.
We moved away, and I think I got it renewed Dothan.
Yeah.
And then we moved out of state and then moved back. Well, I got back here about 2003. I went down to the courthouse one day. I said, well, I need to redo my pistol license. Mm-hmm. $20. Okay, so I'd give $20.
Pony up that $20.
Up until this time, go in. Hey, how are you? Let me see your ID. $20. Man, you got to go through hoops. You got to fill out all kind of stuff. And everybody that ever wanted to know where I was and I've got a gun knows now.
Yep.
Because it's all out there in the
There's
in
a reason
the
for that.
Yes, I know.
I was listening to something on the news the other day where they want to, you know, those lifetime license.
Trying to get rid of them.
They want to go confiscate them.
Well,
they want to get. They say that they were trying to get them because somebody might have had a problem or something, you know, like mm-hmm. a felony or a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, why are they even going back and looking at everybody? I mean, you know, like they're looking at everybody. They it's like they're trying to background check all of us.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a license, they're looking at you again over and over just to see what's going on. That's almost like an invasion of privacy.
It is. I believe it is.
Well,
the thing is, we're all of us are surveilled. Every email, every phone call. You're walking around with a tracking device in your mm-hmm. hand if you have a cell phone.
Well, I told Donna, my wife, I mm-hmm. wanted to do that, what do you call it, DNA thing? She says, well, the government will get your DNA. I said, the government's got my DNA.
They got everything.
I mean, they probably know how many teeth I'm missing and, you know, how many stents I got. I mean, you know, it's just,
yeah,
they do.
You might find out that you're akin to Elizabeth Warren.
I would 164th million Apache or
yes,
whatever.
So maybe I can get a check off that or give me a job down at the casino one. But the thing is, you know, talking about taking up our guns. They want to come get your guns. Well, like I said, as I remembered, Cain killed Abel with a rock.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, they had the bumper sticker. You can have my rock when you can pry it from my cold, dead fingers. You know, just and then they moved up and people invented stuff. As long as there's going to be people,
then inherent sinfulness is going
to
come out.
They're going to come figure out a way to kill somebody.
Sure.
I think it's...
They always want to know about you. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, all those IRAs, I've talked about this many, many times,
mm-hmm.
but why do you think at the end of the year they send the IRS, or they're required to send the IRS, a form that says your fair market value is...
Uh-huh.
Why does the IRS need to know this? Say you're 20 years old or 25 or 30. You got a long way to go before you retire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they need to know where your money is right then?
Why can't they
just wait until at least till you're 72 and say, well, by the way, this guy's got an IRA. He's 72.
Uh-huh.
He needs to start paying taxes. Why tell him at age 20? Why do they need to know everything about you? It's because they are keeping a monitor on your finances?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Do they think it's their money?
It will be.
That's probably true.
And, you know,
Daddy used to say money ain't got no home.
It just kind of roams around where it wants to.
It really does.
And the thing is, how much money goes out of our country that is just, like, given away? Like, I mean, like, you know, a lot of folks come over here from other countries,
send it back.
And they work, and they're not paying any taxes, and they send it back. They send it home.
Right.
And what about all this money that just slips out? Like, how much was it that Obama sent over there over the plane? $2-3 billion?
Yeah.
You know? He just sent it in and out of the country. Why don't they try to stop stuff like that instead of trying to tax
well
us?
The reason, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong here, It seems to me like they cannot invent enough ways to waste money. They do studies on why aardvarks fart. They spend millions on crazy stuff.
Crazy.
And it's like they can't think of enough ways to waste our money.
It's them red ants.
What makes them? I had a friend of mine. We were talking about some things, can you really believe global warming and all this stuff? He said, look, just follow the money.
Uh-huh.
Who did the study? Where did the money come from?
Always.
Follow the money.
Well, I know.
And it'll tell you
always.
There's a special interest in the study. And so it's what you call slanted.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get independent studies, meaning nobody had anything to do with anything except the truth,
mm-hmm.
they're not getting paid off to say something else, you don't get something that's going to mm-hmm. be true. You're going to get a slanted study.
And there have been independent studies, and they said there is no such thing as global warming.
And I know the climate, what they're calling it, climate change now.
Yeah,
of course.
Because it got cold.
Climate change has been around since I've been here.
Yeah, the earth changes.
I remember sometimes the winters would be cold, sometimes it'd be warm. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if something were really going on, like the climate was changing, the ice caps are melting, polar bears dying. I think the thing you need to do is get down on your knees and pray, not send you money to the government.
Amen.
That ain't going to stop it. No. When has anything you sent money?
I don't know exactly what they could do to stop it, the carbon.
They can't.
I mean, unless they kill us.
Well, yeah.
Bingo. That's the only way to stop it, is to kill us off, and so we won't be producing mm-hmm. this carbon.
And another thing, how many years has this earth been here? Some say 5,000 or 6,000, some say billions of years. But just think about it. How long have we been here?
A few thousand.
Just a blink of an eye been here. Why would anybody have the nads to say that we could destroy the earth?
Well, the thing about it is, the earth could destroy us.
That's what I'm saying.
And if we're doing the wrong things, the earth will destroy us.
I think it was George.
And maybe we would deserve
it. George Carlin.
Yeah, George Carlin.
Excellent.
Yeah, he just said it would be like a big dog shaking his back and all the fleas flying off.
Well, right. David, do you know about the carbon credits, how all that was set up?
Yeah, a little bit, not a lot.
Each country gets X number of carbon credits when they sign up to this Paris Global thing. Okay, there's some countries out there that are not industrialized, so they don't need their carbon credits. Well, guess what? They can sell their carbon credits to countries who have a huge carbon footprint, and by law, according to this agreement, they have to have carbon credits to pay for all their pollution. It's wealth redistribution. So you've got small countries over here going, well, we have, 16 carbon credits. Well, we'll buy them for $2 billion each because we need carbon. It's a shell game. It's all about redistribution of wealth. That's all it's about.
That's exactly right. The whole world is geared into redistribution of wealth right now. The people who have worked hard are going to have to give their money to the people who didn't. And that's just what's going on. And the government is involved
in
this because they want votes.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stay in control.
Power.
And we know that if they're making $170,000 or $190,000 a year and they come out with mega millions, something's not right in the hen house.
Exactly.
And, speaking of that, Bloomberg. What, he spent $500 million?
$500 billion.
You know what I could have done to help people with that?
Well,
Seriously.
You could do the math. Half a billion dollars. Do you know how much money you could have given everybody?
I know.
$14 million per elector.
And I have heard something else.
What's that?
That Bloomberg is actually, he's getting into the movies. And there's this big movie they're working on, and he's going to be in it. As a matter of fact, he's in the opening scene of it.
Hmm.
And I know his lines.
What's that?
The plane! The plane!
He's little.
Well, he definitely would fit the character.
He's little guy.
Tattoo.
The plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he committed suicide, didn't he?
No,
I think he did. Maybe. Because he had this type of dwarfism where his organs kept growing.
Okay. Yeah.
And I understand he was in a lot of pain.
Of pain. Yeah.
And I think he did kill himself.
I loved him on I forget the Bond movie he was in.
It was a Roger Moore
Yeah, and it was the guy who lived on the island.
Man with a golden gun.
That's it.
It was, what's his name? Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Had three nipples.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. Tri-nipple man.
That's how they knew who he was.
That's right.
And so James Bond had to...
have a stick on.
Yeah, he had to disguise himself, and they went down to Nipples or Us, and they got him one stuck
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah.
So my advice to everyone, especially about their money...
Yeah, how do we keep our money, David?
Is to know the system, understand it, try to go along with it so that you won't get in trouble. But utilize every avenue you can to keep every penny you can. Utilize every avenue to grow the money without it going away. See, the stock market, it's not a real thing either. People say, Warren Buffett, he says, it's the growth of the growth companies and all this stuff. But, people pay for things what they feel like something's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So if the value of something, if people feel like it's not worth something, they don't pay, okay? Just look like what happened the last few days. The market dropped a lot, then it came back up, then it went. They don't know what it's worth. They have no idea. You've got all these people out there scared to death. The coronavirus, the coronavirus could not cause this much havoc.
Right.
It's all about something fundamentally underneath that smells to high heaven, okay? They know it's there. They're scared of it, and they want to ride until the last minute. Everybody's trying to ride the train and jump off right before it crashes.
Uh-huh. Nobody wants to be left without a chair when the music stops.
And so this is going on over and over and over down through time.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ride it too long, because if you ride too long, you can't get off on time. You know? And we're always going to have these dips, but sometimes they're bad. But when they go up a lot, like it's going up, usually they go down a lot. So if you're older, you don't want to be on the train when it does the wreck.
Right.
That could be around the corner. Now, one of the things that really bothers me is one of the guys, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he predicted that we will have a 40% drop here in the next 6 months or a year. I have no idea. I hope he's wrong. But the fact that he guessed practically everything since the year 2001 pretty accurately makes me think, maybe the older folks need to get off the train before it possibly comes off the track.
Yes.
And if you can get off that train before it comes off the track and still make a lot of money or a good money, why would you not want to do that versus stay on that train that could just destroy the whole thing?
Because the risk is going up daily, isn't it?
Well, the problem is everybody wants to get all they can. Humans are greedy.
Absolutely.
They want to get all they can, and it causes a lot of trouble. Nations are greedy. Look at all the wars we fought over, natural resources and greed.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it in the name of religion?
Oh, yeah.
Or we do it in the name of what? Look, we all know we were in Iraq for oil. We all know we're in Afghanistan for minerals.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that they went to Vietnam because of the plantation tree, the rubber tree. Look, if you know these things, don't believe that it was the domino theory. There's no such thing as a domino theory.
Right.
Okay? It's just in a book. That's my opinion. I'm sticking with it.
I agree. I agree 100% with you.
We've always operate off greed. It's the human emotion.
Yeah,
but the thing is, you also need to operate off of common sense and defense. You know, a good defense will overcome a bad offense.
Well, there you go.
We know, at least I feel like we know, that they're going to at some point pull the plug on the dollar because they have to have a cryptocurrency. I have heard it suggested that this coronavirus may be the impetus to do that because they're going to be able to say, well, we don't know which dollar bills or which Federal Reserve notes have been infested with this, so we need to destroy them, which will take us into a digital or a cryptocurrency. What do you think about that?
Well, I would be surprised or shocked if anything. For a cryptocurrency to... From my viewpoint, for a cryptocurrency to completely take over, the government would have to be involved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it would have to be them backing up or taking off the profits of the cryptocurrency.
Right.
Now, I did notice not too long ago, they're sending out warning letters to people who've made money on the cryptocurrency, telling them if they don't give Uncle Sam his part, they're going to come after them.
Really?
It's pretty much, you know, they're telling the folks that run the cryptocurrency companies to tell on their friends that have been buying the cryptocurrency. So, you know, it's just like the same old thing. You know, you can't run off to Switzerland. They take money from Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't advise it anyway. You need to do everything inside the United States and do it right. But the fact is, the government wants everything they can get their hands on, including your money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be in defense mode all the time. Amen. You can't trust them. They say we're not going to tax this. Then look for taxes. Remember
the opposite.
Remember the first Bush when he said, "Read my lips."
Uh huh.
No taxes.
Well, you know, they got him off to the side later. Said, "Man, you have to walk that back, man. That ain't right."
Well, I mean, anytime they tell you they're not going to tax you,
they're
going to
tax you.
Oh yeah,
they're going to tax you. So the thing is just try to be ahead of the game. You know. Try to be a, you know, kick the can down the road like they do, you know. Try to avoid it legally.
Mm-hmm. Stop being naive, people. Please wake up.
Stop being so quiet. If you want to jump in, we got time for maybe one more call.
Call.
If you want to give us a call at 272-9228, just throw in your 2 cents.
Well, that sounds too much.
Or you can call me at 279-7431.
Yes, you
can. That's 279-7431. And if you need a consultation or some questions asked.
Yes, folks, let this man handle your money. He's handling our money, so let him handle yours. He's good at what he does.
Thank you. 279-7431.
And I'll be glad to screen you for your money for the coronavirus. Bring the money and drop it off here. I'll check
small
it out.
Small landmark bills.
Yeah, and I'll check it out and make sure. And if it's something bad wrong with it, I'll dispose of it for you.
That's nice of you,
Rick. Hey, I'm just trying to do my part.
And for them to beat up on Trump about the coronavirus and him not doing the right things and not wanting them to, you know, giving them enough money to create a vaccine and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is just utterly crazy.
Well,
anything he does.
I need to see, can I find that for us? I think it was Tucker Carlson was going through the timeline for this. And while the Democrats were fooling with this impeachment mess, Trump is over here working on this, and it goes back to the last part of January, I think, was when things really started rolling. He's doing this. He's closing the borders, telling people not to come in from these certain countries.
Right.
They've been to China.
And they're fighting him all the way.
Yeah, and they're doing it. Well, the Democrats didn't start talking about it until after they got shot down with the impeachment thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now they're trying to put it off on him. It's just...
Well, anything. It's anything. Sad. You know... Someone was telling me the other day, if you look at how many votes were voted in the Democratic primaries versus the Republican primaries, it's almost 2-1.
Mm-hmm. And they were showing the Obama second term when he was running, and then Trump's, and he's run away from Obama as far as anything he got.
Yep.
It's just, and it's killing them.
They're going to do anything they can to stop this.
That's the scary part, is how much are they going to cheat? And I think they were held back from cheating the Hillary versus Trump 2016 election because of WikiLeaks. Because what they had already let the Seth Rich stuff out, WikiLeaks knew a lot. I think they were scared to go full bore cheat, but I think that they're desperate right now.
And you got Schumer out yesterday.
What a scumbag.
Threatening the Supreme Court. And he's still
walking free. And when has that ever happened where somebody deliberately threatened a
Supreme Court justice?
I know.
I mean, that ought to be illegal, if anything.
It is. But somebody ought to be done. Something ought to be done. Nobody's doing anything.
He's still walking around. You shouldn't threaten folks
like that.
I mean, really, if they would just bring the paddy wagon around and round up some of these people and take them away and prosecute them, maybe some of this would stop.
Well, that
would be too much like making sense.
I mean, can't have that.
Look, no. We had to go along with it when they were in office for the times they were in office. Why won't they let us go along with our politics when we're in office? Why is it they have to mess this thing up or try to destroy the nation doing it?
See, I always think back to when there was a guy somewhere. It was a gentleman, and he was at his house. They said somebody was breaking in his house. Well, he shows up. Cops don't know who he is, so they handcuff him and put him in the car. Well, you know, he owned the house. But, you know, the cops told him, stay back. Let us figure out what's going on. He's acting a fool. He gets detained. Well, what does Obama say? Well, they were stupid. They acted foolishly. I'm like, why would you say that about the police who are out there doing their jobs?
Right.
You know? Right. It's just like everything has... has fallen away. There's no respect for anything. I was telling, I ran into my friend James Stroud the other day over in Wetumpka. He works for the Sheriff's Department. And went to school together. And his dad was a police officer. And I told him, I said, you remember when, like, your dad or something would show up and tell us, you know, jump, and we'd just say, hi, Mr. Stroud? We didn't fool with when the cops showed up and told us to act right, we knew we needed to. Because first off, they'd call our mom and daddy.
Yeah.
And I was out there one night at the football field, and that our big rival used to be Hopewell. And we had the game, and a bunch of them was out there rocking the bus that the band was on, rocking it back and forth. I saw Sidney Thrash go out there and break that up, just told us quit acting like a bunch of so-and-sos and go home. And we did.
Well, back then, they could do that. Uh-huh. I mean, I saw something the other day where a school teacher was dismissed for trying to to discipline somebody that was just giving them an awful time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and they didn't hurt them. They just put them out in the hallway. And some people say, oh, you can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. Well, Lord have mercy. If I'd done that in my classroom, I would have had a busted neck or head. They would have took me down to the office and paddled my butt.
Use you for tackling practice.
And then you know what? Get paddled when you get home.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have got one when I got home.
There you go.
And that's the problem.
Hey.
We're starts at home.
Yes, it does. That's exactly right. We're about out of time, so you wrap it up, sir.
Okay. Well, you've heard all these things we're talking about the government and taxes and, you know, things that could be around the corner, good or bad. Most of them are good in the long run. But if you're in a situation where you really want to make sure that your money don't go away and is there for you on retirement day, feel free to give me a call. I'll show you some things that will really amaze you. And it's well worth your time to see this information. Feel free to call me at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
It's easy for you to say.
That's right. I'm telling you. For this free information.
All right.
It's well worth it.
You worked free in there. And, of course, Terry Adams will be back 6 o'clock on
6 till 10 Saturday
evening with Clearing the Air.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to miss that. We'll be back live Monday, but there'll be one of our classic rerun programs tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, so don't miss that. And I figured out what it is, why everybody's just acting so crazy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we're all under a spell.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It's witchcraft, I'm telling you.
It might be.
They done flung a spell on us, man. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it. The heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. You're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but